Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we return as a guest Dr. Paul Kangor, who is a leading historian, political scientist of our time, a best-selling author, and in fact, he's written the God And series, such as God and Ronald Reagan, God and George W. Bush, God and Hillary Clinton. And right now we're going to talk about this unbelievable election of 2016, and specifically we're going to focus on Hillary and her health, since that's a big issue. Paul, welcome back to the program. And what do you think about Hillary? I mean, do you think she'll make it to the election?
Well, I don't know. I think probably yes. And, you know, the hopes that conservatives are putting in different things, Hillary being done in by her email, by her health, by whatever, you know, she's going to be in prison rather than getting the Democratic nomination. None of that's come to fruition. I see pretty much political Armageddon, November 9th, 2016. I see Hillary winning an election in a landslide, and it's a shame because
you still see that.
Because conservatives, because Republicans nominated Donald Trump. I mean, it's a shame because she's the most beatable Democrat since George McGovern, but Republicans have nominated the only person who loses to her. So it's horrendous, but it's what happens when you don't think about general elections and when people don't have a big picture. I've seen from an event of conservative Christians where a bunch of them were really angry, really, really, really angry with me for saying things like this, and they were blaming Never Trumpers for what I think they even know is going to be a defeat of Donald Trump. And they don't blame Trump. They blame people not voting for Trump. And buddy, I've been telling them for a year, don't nominate Trump because he's the only one who loses. But they don't want to hear it. And so there's a mixture of anger and me for saying the things that I was saying. It would have been better off if I just lied to them. I should have just lied to them. Then they probably would have been happy. And a mixture of other people who just don't believe any polls or they don't believe math. They don't believe data. So, but I think the train wreck and the catastrophe is coming no matter what in November.
Okay, now, even the mainstream media is actually talking about Hillary's health issues, and that is new.
Yeah, given what happened at 9/11. I mean, that footage at the 9/11 Memorial 2016, where she's walking away, and I watched it over and over again, Jerry. She went limp. I mean, she almost collapsed, almost. She just kind of fell down. Fell down. They wanted to blame it on a shoe or the heat. I know people who live in New York. They said it wasn't hot that day at all, and definitely not early in the morning when she was there. Now, there's something wrong with her. And let me add something else here for Trump supporters and Republicans. You want Hillary to stay in this race. Get down on your hands and get down on your knees and pray that Hillary is not sick and that she stays in the race. Because if Donald Trump has even a smidgen of a possibility of winning, it's with Hillary staying in the race. If Hillary steps out, the Democrats could run anybody, and they'll beat Trump by 15. I mean, the only reason that Donald Trump even has a chance is because of Hillary. Really, Hillary is Trump's best friend, and Trump is Hillary's best friend. Anybody else in either party with the nomination would be trouncing the other by about 15 points right now.
I guess the question is, who wins, the Never Trumpers or the Never Clintoners, the Never Hillarys?
Well, here's another statistic, and this comes from the CNN poll, which had Trump up by a couple points last week. It's a remarkable statistic. Only 46% of Republicans are enthusiastic about their nominee. Now, that's terrible. That means not a majority, but get this. Only 32% of Democrats are excited about their nominee. So here again, you have the great dumpster fire election of 2016, where not only are the two nominees not liked by a majority of the public, they're not even liked by a majority of the people who are going to vote for them. who are members of their own parties. So this is, Second Chronicles 7:14. If my people turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. America, I think, has turned in a wicked direction, and we are getting the choices that we deserve in 2016.
Okay, but what about situations like Michael Pence, who is a godly man? I've even interviewed him before, and he's
good
been
man.
Chosen as the vice president. That says something.
Yeah. But no, Mike Pence is a good man. He's a solid man. That's why Trump picked him. He's really he's the polar opposite of Trump. He's serious. He's a man of character. He's a man of temperament. He's a man of decency, stability. He's likable. He thinks about things before just blurting them out. You can trust him with his finger on a Twitter account. You can trust he's not going to run around insulting women. And Pence is the opposite of Trump. That's why I picked him. So yeah, that's a good pick. And I think, frankly, too, Tim Kaine is a good pick for Hillary. Now, I don't like Tim Kaine whatsoever. And in fact, as a fellow Roman Catholic, I'm appalled at what Tim Kaine said in recent days about how he thinks the Catholic Church is going to change its position on marriage. There's not a scintilla of evidence for that. But, he is, in picking Tim Kaine, kind of the same thing. Hillary did kind of the same thing that Trump did with Pence. He picks somebody that's likable, that's much more measured, that's much more decent. So in both cases, the vice presidential picks are far more attractive picks than the presidential nominees.
But Tim Kaine has kind of quite a liberal background in terms of, for example, he was apparently in agreement with liberation theology in Latin America
where he
served as a missionary. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah. This is why I think Tim Kaine, not only am I appalled by him as a Roman Catholic, but he's a classic kind of social justice, religious left, liberation theology, Roman Catholic. He drank deep from the Marxist liberation theology chalice. He's pro-choice on abortion, though he says he's personally opposed. He does seem to be somebody who seriously goes to church, who I think probably goes every Sunday, who participates in the sacraments, but he's still very liberal. He's very left-wing. Now that said, he's still more attractive than Hillary Clinton, and I think that if Kaine was the nominee, he'd be liked by a wider segment of the public than Hillary is. But that's not a great compliment for Kaine. It's just that aside Hillary Clinton, just about anybody looks glowing.
Now, there are some reports where it says that some of the Democrat leaders are talking about possibly replacing Hillary, and you dismissed those a few moments ago. You don't think that's even remotely possible?
I think it's probably not. Look, unless really, Jerry, there's something very seriously medically wrong with her, I don't, and if so, then boy, there's a heck of a cover-up going on right now, I'll tell you that. Unless there's something really serious, I don't see it happening. I mean, she does strike me as somebody that does have some medical issues, but I don't know that I see anything, that seems too serious. Look at the rigors of a campaign. I mean, she's held up pretty well, under that. She is almost 70. I think she'll be 69. In October, if I remember off the top of my head, as a biographer of her, I believe that's right. Trump is older than she is, not by a lot. Trump has amazing stamina, by the way. Really high-energy person. And Hillary strikes me as not a high-energy person. But she also doesn't strike me as somebody who's at the verge of being medically disqualifying. I could be wrong.
And what about the possibility of other emails to be leaked yet from WikiLeaks?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure it's all coming, which, again, will be a real shame that Trump is the nominee, because these things will all hurt Hillary. They'll probably bring her down to about 43%, 44%. But, in an election where Trump is only going to get 40 to 42%, and that's the people who actually show up. It's going to be very low turnout for him. It's probably going to be enough to win. Let me give you a couple other statistics that no one's paying attention to, Jerry. It's really important. Trump got 14 million votes in the Republican primary. Now, he correctly pointed out that that was a record for a Republican in the primary. He beat George W. Bush in 2000, who, by the way, went on to lose the popular vote in 2000. But Trump got 14 million votes. Okay. Hillary got 17 million. And get this. Bernie Sanders, lifetime socialist, got 13 million. So Trump got 14 million. Bernie got 13 million. And Trump would have got 12 to 13 million if Cruz had stayed in, if Kasich had stayed in, if Rubio had stayed in. Trump got like 1.8 million votes in California to like 200,000 for Cruz because Cruz left a month earlier. So Trump probably would have got less votes than Bernie Sanders if Cruz or Kasich or anybody else had stayed in. So Trump might have got 14 million, but he needs 65 million to win. And I'm meeting an incredible number of Republicans who are just telling me they're not going to vote for the nominee this year. They're not voting for Hillary. They think Hillary's really bad, but they're not voting for Trump.
Well, you know, I'm frustrated by hearing all this. I mean, because I just can't help but think, but saying, I hope you're wrong. I mean, I love you, Paul, but I hope you're wrong in the sense of, think of the Supreme Court.
I'm in this business never to be, a partisan for either side, but to always try to represent the truth. And this was the bind I was in today at my event. People were really angry at me and just for simply saying what I think is going to happen. And I think we're going to lose our religious liberty over this because Hillary is going to intentionally do very bad things to the church, the faith, on abortion, on marriage, on the whole radical LGBTQ agenda. And Republican voters in the primary are responsible for this. They did this. You don't pick somebody who, as your nominee, who 70% of the population finds repulsive. You have to run. You have to pick somebody. You have to be responsible. You have to pick somebody who can win a general election, and they didn't do that. So we're doomed.
Wow. Again, I hope you're wrong. And there could be a lot of different factors that happen. There are a lot of people who don't pay attention to these things until after Labor Day. And it seems like Trump has the initiative after Labor Day. And so, maybe there's some hope.
Well, his new campaign has been great. Kellyanne Conway and so forth, they very, very shrewdly kept Trump away from all electronics, right? Don't let the man anywhere near his Twitter account. I mean, that's like having his finger on the nuclear button with his Twitter account. I mean, he would come out. I just remember, it's funny, Jerry, every morning I wake up and check about 10 different websites. And from about March through July, every morning I routinely was just shocked at the latest unbelievably over-the-top, outrageous, politically suicidal thing that Donald Trump had done overnight.
The most shocking one to me was the one about to link Ted Cruz's father in any way to Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, that was just absurd.
Unbelievable. One of the people yelled at me today and said, what do you mean Trump has said stuff that's hurt himself? I said to him, I said, his name is Brad. I said, Brad, do you believe that Rafael Cruz was part of the assassination of JFK? He just growled. He growled at me. I said, Brad, that's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. That's the fault of you never Trumpers. I'm voting for him. I said, no, you can't act like this. But that said, a blessing here is the American public has an attention span of about 5 minutes. And so Trump being kept away from all electronics the past 3 weeks has really helped him. It really has. But Hillary Clinton, her campaign has an enormous amount of money. And every time I get on the treadmill where I work out and I turn on CNN, they're running that ad of kids sitting in front of their TV set watching Donald Trump on stage, you know, saying, you know, beat the crap out of him, mocking a disabled reporter. You know, so he's not going to be able to escape all of that stuff, even with the public's five-minute attention span.
All right, we're out of time.
He's doing a great job right now hiding who he is, but yeah. I think it's too late.
I appreciate your insights, Dr. Paul Kanger, speaking for himself right here on Vocal Point. Thanks again, for joining us. God bless.
All right, and I'm certainly not voting for Hillary Clinton.
Okay. All the best. Bye-bye.
All right.